What is
Islam?
What is
Islam?
Well, you know, I'm a Muslim.
This is a Muslim convention. Well, so everybody who is here,
whether you say you're a Muslim or not, should take away with you some knowledge of what is Islam, so that you will not feel, though you are a Christian or Hebrew or a nationalist or whatever your ideological, philosophical, or religious persuasion may be, that you are distant from us and we distant from you. What is Islam? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us that Islam is the sun, S-U-N, of law and truth. He said Islam is help to the helpless poor. He said Islam is everything in the universe. Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. He said Islam is that which was taught by all the prophets of God. What? I didn't know that. Don't get excited. Hold on. Islam is the means by which men and women enter into complete peace with God. Islam is that which enables a human being to be at peace with his fellow human beings. Islam dignifies. Islam civilizes. Islam brings man and woman into perfect union with God. Islam is access to power. Islam is the basis for building a world that will never see an end. Well, my God, if this is Islam, why have I heard of it before? And what does it mean? The word Islam, in terms of language, is a gerund. And a gerund is a verbal noun. Islam is the name of a religious system that demands action on the basis of belief. No person can say they are a Muslim just because you believe, but Islam demands action on the basis of your belief. Islam is peace and contentment of mind. I hope that I have not offended you who say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Buddhist, I'm Baha'i, I'm a Confucianist, I'm a Taoist, I'm a believer in Zoroaster or Jesus Christ or Moses or David or Solomon or Ibrahim, Ishmael and Muhammad. No. Islam only means complete surrender to actively do the will of God. Now wait a minute. If we just take labels away today, let's put Islam on the side.
Let's put the label Christianity over here on the side. Judaism over here. Hinduism over there. What did Moses, Abraham, David, Solomon, Jesus, Muhammad, and all the prophets teach? Open your Bible when you go home. Start in the Genesis. Go to the book of Revelations. You won't find a name given to the religion of God taught by the prophets. Judaism is not mentioned in the Bible. Christianity is not mentioned in the Bible. Islam by name is not mentioned in the Bible. Come on, talk to me. I have scholars here. And you will agree with me, scholars. It's not mentioned. But peace is mentioned from beginning to end. And obedience to God is mentioned from Genesis to Revelation. So what did all the prophets teach? They taught their people, obey God, submit your will to do the will of God, and enter into peace with God and peace with your fellow man. Now, my dear family, who are Christians, Jesus said, don't be hearers of the word, but what? Be doers of the word. Well, you can't do the word if you are not in obedience to the word. You're not doing the word. True? The word contains the will of God. Moses told Israel, if you will do, obey all the laws, statutes, and commandments that I give you this day, these will be your blessings. So it's not talking about Jesus or talking about Muhammad, peace be upon him, talking about the prophets, talking about faith in God, talking about justice, talking about peace. That's nice. But it is only when we do what brings peace, what brings justice, what makes peace, what brings righteousness, then we are in obedience to the will of God. Well, my dear Christians, you surrender your will to do the will of God as taught by Jesus, every Christian would be Christ-like. All right, now. What did I say wrong? How many people profess Jesus Christ but are not Christ-like? Well then, see, that's profession. It's good, it's good, it's good. Profess. But don't you think there has to come a time in your life when you start doing? But you and I will only be lip professors unless we make a commitment to begin to live what we profess. Obedience to what Moses taught makes you another Moses. Obedience to Jesus makes you another Jesus. Obedience to Muhammad makes you another Muhammad. If Moses were here among the Jews and Jesus were here among the Christians and Muhammad was here among the Muslims, peace would be the order of the day. The problem is Moses is not here, Jesus is not here, Muhammad is not here, and the people who profess them are lip professors, but they don't have Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and Muhammad in their hearts. For if they did, they would be found doing the will of God.